Blog Talk Radio. Happy Thursday, everyone. This is Veronica McMillan, your host of Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. Our co-host, Francine Humphrey, will be calling in a little bit, so she'll be on the line with us tonight as well. But I'm so thankful to God for having this opportunity to be with you all again this Thursday night. It is a very warm day here in the Tidewater area. And so, but we're blessed because there are no floods there. There's nothing going on. And certainly I want to send our prayers to those who are being ravished by the flood in the midsection of this country. So I'm offering up prayers to them praying that you will be praying for them as well. Tonight, on Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, basically what I want to do is talk about the importance of the next step in business. And so your next step may be different from my next step, but it's important that you take it. But before I jump into what we're going to be talking about tonight, let me basically talk to you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. It was founded by Francine Humphrey, our president and founder of that organization. And she founded the organization primarily to help women have a voice. So Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, and you know that's important, and assisting them in the areas of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. And, of course, yours truly, Veronica McMillan, is the president and founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network. And our goal is really about educating. It's really about empowering and equipping nonprofits to serve their community, and we help them do that by becoming foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development. So that's for those organizations who really want to start a 501c3 organization. We are your grassroots go-to organization when it comes to those who are interested in getting started. Francine and I both have a love for the empowerment of women and entrepreneurship, and we do this show every week to make sure that we're trying to give everybody just a little taste of some of the things that we've learned along the way. We have not stopped learning, so I want to say that we've not stopped learning. We will always be in that mode of continuing to learn. But I am so thankful for you all, for those of you all who tune in every week, who listen to the show. Basically, hopefully you're getting tidbits, whether you listen live or whether or not you listen via archive shows or what have you. Just thank you so very much. Our goal is to grow our audience, and we thank you all for listening to us every week. Let me shout out Francine's information. Also, I just always love to say to our audience, this is technology. We use the computer and we use our phone. My phone sometimes go in and out, and probably for the last maybe 6 months, I've probably been saying that I'm going to get me a new phone. Haven't gotten it yet, but I will be getting me a new phone. But basically, you know, again, this is just technology, and this is the way that the world is going. We don't want to get so consumed with technology, but we also know that we need the technology that we have to help us to connect with people across the country and around the world. So we really appreciate that, and thank you all for listening. Again, let me just shout out. I didn't shout out a moment ago. Francine's information. So if you want to connect with Francine Humphrey, you can connect with her by email by going to icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org to find out more information about issues concerning women, you can just basically just go to the website and you can find out as much information as you need to know about issues concerning women. And, of course, I'm Veronica McMillan. You can go to info@micrononprofitnetwork.com to find out, micrononprofitnetwork.org to find out more information about it. Or you can just go to our website as well as the micrononprofitnetwork.org. So tonight, as I said, basically what we want to do is we want to talk about our next step, your next step in business, whatever that may be. And so Francine and I have been, as I said, been doing this whole year in helping businesses and entrepreneurs understand the importance of just keep on moving and going forward. So, Francine, tonight what we want to talk about is the importance of the next step. So I'm going to just toss it to you because I know that you're running in and out of meetings as well tonight. You're doing double duty tonight. But basically, tonight I call this show The Importance of the Next Step because I think that we've been talking about businesses and entrepreneurship to our listening audience for so long. And why is it important, Francine, do you think it is for businesses to take their next step, whatever that next step may be? Because I think for everybody, it's different. But why do you think it's important, Francine?
Thank you, Veronica. And thank you to the listening audience. I know I've been MIA, but it's been crazy and a whirlwind of things are going on, but I'm really excited. And when we think about going to the next step, it actually depends on where you are in your business. And so what I like to tell people is let's start right where you are. Look at what you've been doing, what is working, and what is not working for you. And sometimes we have a hard time figuring that out because we've had this, you know, glorious plan that we put together, and we had our goals, short-term and long-term goals, and we were working towards those goals, but something happened along the way that we got sidetracked. Mm-hmm. And so I think for mm-hmm. some of the businesses that I've been talking to and looking at, it takes a person to really look at themselves, really gauge where they are, and then make mm-hmm. that decision to take the next step. And if that means going back to the basics, because as you guys mm-hmm. know, and we've talked about that all this year, sometimes we got to, mm-hmm. like Veronica say, stop beating that dead horse. The horse is dead. He is not going to get up. So start mm-hmm. looking at what brought you into the business in the first place, what motivated you, what got you going in the business, what kept you in the business, your accountability, and sometimes we need a partner. And so that may be one of the steps that you have to take. Is it time mm-hmm. for you to collaborate with some other businesses that may not be exactly like yours, but people who know more than you? Because as we say, if mm-hmm. you're the smartest cookie in the jar, then you need to change your cookies. You need to add some raisins or some nuts mm-hmm. to your ingredients. Because so long we've come to that mindset where I know what I'm doing, it worked before, but now it's not working, but you can't figure it out. And so if you go back to the basics, that may be your next step. So looking at how you got started, what motivated you, what kept you going, what was your why, because we always talk about that. And so what's different now? What's different than when you started 1 year ago or 5 years ago or 10 years ago? Are you stagnant in the business? Is it time to let your business go? Because sometimes, Veronica, that's your next step.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. And if I add to that, although you're not sitting right beside me or across the room for me, we're channeling the same thoughts. I wrote down the next step. Take the next step by reassessing the last step, whatever that was. And sometimes I think when it comes to our next step, what we have is a fear of failure, and that we mm-hmm. basically we don't move because we're in that place of, Lord, I don't want to fail again. I don't want to do that all over again. And we're not really understanding that failure is a part of the process and that you're going to have some failures, some missteps. You're going to have all of that. And then what I also wrote down here, what can I shore up? If my next step is that I got to go back and say, okay, that didn't work. So I need to shore up some things. That may be the next step. You know what I mean? Go back and reassess. Mm-hmm. What did you do? What worked? What did not work? What can I do better? who do I need to meet? Because that's important as well, the networking part. And as most people don't know, I'm not really a networking person. The people are like, I can't believe it. I'm not. If you put me in a room with a bunch of people, I'll be in the corner with me and somebody else just having a good old time, just ourselves, just the two of us or three of us or what have you. But the goal is to go out and meet other people who have a different skill set than what you have so that you then can be stretched to do more. That may be the next step for somebody, or who do I need to let go? And I think you were just saying that, Francine, a minute ago. We always talk about riding that dead horse, but who are the people that are weighing you down, that are not adding value to what you're doing, not engaging, just basically is dead weight. So I think that sometimes there are people in our inner circle or who are close to us who are not on the same bus with us, and they're moving in a different direction than what we're going. And you and I have been doing this for so long that, you know, we have those conversations and talk about, do we need to reassess? Do we need to do something a little different? And now we're in the process of being stretched again in something totally different that we weren't doing before. But I think the next step is so important by reassessing the last step. And so I wanted to, Francine, just ask, why do you think it's important when we talk about this next step? Why do you think it's important to keep moving?
Well, the key thing is to make sure that you are always sharpening your tools. Because once we get stagnant, sometimes we fail to really get out of our comfort zone, what you just talked about. We're comfortable there, even though we're not moving or things aren't progressing the way that we want them to. But okay, in my mind, you know, it's really working, but I'm not bringing in the revenue, or I'm not meeting as many clients, or I'm not going out and doing the things that I used to do that was bringing me in this income. So we have to keep learning. We have to keep sharpening our tools, going to different events and training, reading more. And Veronica, you know, both you and I both do that a lot. And again, just like you said, getting out of your comfort zone, because where Veronica is in the corner with one or two people, I'm Miss Madam Butterfly. I'm all around the room. I'm talking to everybody. I'm chit-chatting and going on and not meeting strangers. And that's just my personality and the way that I do it. And I'm comfortable either way, with one or two or in the networking field, so I don't have a problem with that. So if you're like Veronica and you just want to do the one-on-ones, maybe you should be looking at how you can do that where you're getting out of your comfort zone but actually getting to meet people and letting them know who you are and what you're doing. Because I think the one thing that we also tend to not horn in on, Veronica, is that we think people really know what we do, and they really don't, you know?
Yeah,
we've been around forever, and it was so funny the other day. Somebody called me, and she said, "Yeah, I was telling somebody about you, and they said they didn't know you." And she was like, "How in the world do you not know Francine Humphrey?" And it made me laugh because she thinks I'm the greatest, everybody doesn't think that I'm the greatest,
right?
You know. So you just have to really, really look at who you are and what you're doing and how your business is growing, and then make sure that you're doing the things that helps you grow your business and help you get out of your comfort zone and do things that you normally would not do. And so I don't ever take it for granted that everybody knows who I am, but I do want to be where I'm needed and where I'm wanted, because that's the other thing. See, sometimes people don't know who you are because they really don't want to know who you are. They don't want to know what you bring to the table. They're not ready for you yet. And I had to come to terms with that, because I'm thinking everybody should want to know how to make their business valuable and have income coming in and doing their marketing, and they should want to meet us and come out and have coffee with us. No, they really don't, you know. And so we have to, again, go back to meeting people where they are, because if they are not ready, yeah, I can push you into being ready, but you have to want it more than I want it for you. And I think that's the thing that we always have to look at when we're in business, whether it's for profit or nonprofit. Is this person ready? Because Veronica, as you know, we get these calls. People say, "I'm ready." Oh yeah, somebody told me about you. I'm ready to do this business. And you're like, "Well, okay, this is what we have to do. This is the step, and this is part of the next step. Things. This is the steps you have to take," and then nothing. is like flatline. And you know what happens, guys,
yes.
when you flatline. You know, it's dead.
Yeah.
So yes. we really, really have to look at who we are and just remember, meet people where they are. And I think that's so important mm-hmm. in what we do, Veronica.
Yeah, that's so key. Again, we're channeling each other's thoughts tonight. I said the next step keeps you moving because of the mm-hmm. fact that you don't want to get stagnant. You know what I mean? You don't mm-hmm. you, because that stagnation keeps you locked in fear, keeps you in that same spot, and you're not able, like the old folks used to say, is you can't see the forest for the trees because you're in the thick
mm-hmm.
of things. You're right there,
right.
smack dab. In the middle of it, and you're not really getting a clear picture of where you are and how you can make change or how the scenery needs to change. And that's why the moving is so important, whether the move is a lateral move or a back of the move or a
mm-hmm.
step up, something, but you got to keep the movement going. I remember I was taking a therapy session for my knee, and the lady said
mm-hmm.
that motion was lotion. That it's that movement in that joint that keeps
mm-hmm.
that joint, you know, pliable, and then you can keep on going. And so that movement is important. It's the same thing in business. Not that you got to take a giant Superman leap, but this might be just like a tremor. You know what I mean? In terms
mm-hmm.
of that, so that you don't get all of us seeing that stagnant green water because there's no movement in the water, moving things around. So that things can happen. And I also think that what happens is that the movement gives you momentum. And it
mm-hmm.
may be something as small as a centimeter of a step, but it's still that movement. And I wrote down here that the moving keeps you stretching toward the next step. It's almost like, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're climbing a stairway, and you know you got 12, however many steps is in this thing. And you just basically take one step, and then you say, "Oh my God, I got another step," and you're stretching
mm-hmm.
toward the next step to get to where you're going. I also
mm-hmm.
said, I was sitting here writing notes. I said, "Well, me and Francine, when we get on the line tonight, here's what we're gonna be talking about." And I wrote, you know, three or four different things. I said it also helps you to keep focused because you know that you got to take the next step. You're focused on the
mm-hmm.
next step. You're talking to people. You're doing all of the things that you're supposed to be doing, and especially it's important, I believe, that you have a mentor or coach along the way to help you to say, "Hey, listen,
mm-hmm.
that step right there got a banana peel on it." So
mm-hmm.
how important, Francine, is a mentor or coach when you're in that place where you know you got to move, you know that you can't stay stagnant, you know that you can't get in fear? How important
mm-hmm.
is it to have a mentor or a coach, because you've been coaching young people, you know, you've
mm-hmm.
been coaching clients, you and I have been kind of strategizing and doing stuff together, talking to the board and all of that. How important is it to have a coach or a mentor?
It is so very important. I can't even stress it enough. I don't even want to get real loud because I won't scare people in the other room. But it is so very important. And as Veronica said, you know, it's that stretching thing because we have to be able, and stretching hurts, you know. And just like Veronica said,
yes.
going to therapy and they started pulling and manipulating and doing things with your legs you don't want to do, and it hurts. And that's
mm-hmm.
why people don't want
mm-hmm.
to do it, because when something hurts you, you don't want to do it. But if you go ahead and get the hurt out of the way, then you can enjoy the rest of the process. You know, coaching is
yes.
so important. Mentorship is important. Like Veronica says, I teach young people and I teach adults. And I'm going to tell you, when I'm mentoring the young people, I mentor them the same way that I do adults, because I think in our society now, we have been like sugarcoating everything for everybody and kind of like
mm-hmm.
trying to lead them with sugar instead of leading them sometimes with a heavy hand. And a lot of businesses
mm-hmm.
fail because nobody really tells them the truth about how it really takes dedication. It takes accountability.
Yes.
It takes a process of being open with your mind and thinking differently than the way that you think. The one thing that I tell my young people, and I'll use them as an example because our sessions just ended with them, is that when people kind of like graze over things with you, that's how you think the whole process is going to be. Oh, this is easy. I don't really have to do a whole bunch of things. But when we start to really looking at what it is and what it takes to be an entrepreneur, whether it's nonprofit or for-profit, it's a lot of hard work. And we have to emphasize that, Veronica. We have to let people know this is not going to be easy. You're probably not going to like me by the end of the coaching session because I know some of my little mentees last night didn't really care that much about me, you know. But the whole thing was that I gave them everything that they needed to be successful. I can give it to you, but you have to implement the things that I give to you. And that's hard for some people because people don't want you telling them what to do. And I tell people, when you commission me to help you with your business, whether it's I'm volunteering or you're paying me as a coach or if I'm mentoring, whether you pay for it or not, you get the same thing from me. It doesn't matter to me. I have to look at who you are, what you're trying to do, and what you ask me to do. And then we together, it's not that I'm going to tell you how to run your business together. We're going to talk about what it is that you want, what it should look like, how does it make you feel, why are you doing this? You know, is it just for the money?
Right.
Because if it comes to that point where it's just for the money, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to work. You have to have something else to go with that. There are a combination of things. And somebody asked me the other day is about marketing and selling. That's hard for a lot of entrepreneurs, but that's something that you have to know how to do. And if you're not good at it, you have to bring somebody alongside of you to help you to do that. And so coaching is so very important because you get to have somebody to bounce ideas off of. You get to have somebody to tell you, you know what, you need to stop saying that it's hard what you're trying to do. Change your conversation. Mm-hmm. Change the way that you talk about your business. Yes, it may be hard for you because you haven't mastered it yet, but if you keep plowing and pushing and every day trying to accomplish the thing that you want to accomplish, then it's going to become easy. So your tongue can be two-sided. That two-sided sword, it can kill your business or it can grow your business. And a lot of people kill their business because they say, you know what, I can't do this, or I can't get this certain client, or they're not going to pay me what I'm worth, because you just devalued yourself when you thought that nobody would pay you what you're worth. And Veronica, that's the one stepping stone that you and I have overcome this year. We put our fees out there and we tell people what they are. And I don't worry about what's in their pocketbook or their wallet anymore. I don't worry about if they have a black MasterCard or Visa. I don't worry about it anymore. I tell them, this is what we have. This is what we're offering. This is what I can do for you. Now, do you want it? And so that's the thing that a coach will help you do. And we all need coaches. I have coaches. Veronica and I coach each other. We lift each other up. We pray for each other. We're there for each other, but we're also honest with each other. And, you know, we just had that conversation the other day about relationships and friendships and business, and we have to do that. And I think people are sugarcoating it and telling, hey, girl, I'm your friend, and I like you, and I'm going to help you. But guess what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. That same person that told you they were going to help you, if they have nothing invested in it, they're not going to help you do anything. You're going to be standing there yourself.
Right.
So you definitely need people that are going to help you, people that are going to be in your corner, people that are going to mentor you, tell you the truth, and let you not skate by and find the easy way out to do things. Because I think that's one of the things that's wrong with a lot of our businesses and why they don't go beyond the 5-year period. Because people have told them, oh, it's easy. Yeah, you can do that. It's not a problem. You know, they can be in business, but they cannot survive because they don't have the tools and they haven't been sharpening their toolkit. So
No, this is good stuff. This is good stuff. I'm sitting here thinking with somebody. We had a caller on the line, and the caller hung up. But I guess this coaching piece was resonating so much with them. But basically, it's so important that they certainly can. Caller, you can call back, and we can let you get in, because I know we're getting real close, because we get so fired up when we have passion about what it is that we're doing, because we know that we're living this thing through. It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to live through it. So you can say, listen, been there, done that, got a t-shirt, and if I can just tell you the bridge is out and you can listen to your coach, you're going to save yourself some bruises and some bangs and all of that stuff along the way. And as you were talking, Francine, I was thinking about this in terms of coaching and mentoring, but it helps move you closer to your destination because your coach can say, hey, I can see something that you're not even seeing. I see that bridge out is down there, or I'm falling over that bridge. And I'm going to tell you that thing is right there if you would just listen to me. Because I think that what happens is you learn so much. We have this, I think, this destination in mind. You know what I mean? I think we get in there. If I can just get over there to the $1 million line, I'm good to go. But I think what happens oftentimes is that we forget you learn so much on the journey that is not just the destination of the $1 million. It's all the little potholes. It's all the little detours. It's all the people that you thought were going to be on your side, and then they somehow another, they weren't on my side. It's the journey along the way that I think that sometimes that you know entrepreneurs don't know, and I think because of the fact that when you're in it long enough, you kind of build some muscles along the way. You build enough muscles to hang in there, and I think
that's right.
Oftentimes, when we're talking to people, that's one of the things that, and I know we do this oftentimes, especially when we do it on our show, we're constantly encouraging people, hang in there, because we build muscles along the way. I think you celebrated issues concerning women. How long have issues concerning women been in existence?
We started
right
in
2007.
So we are 12 years.
12 years old.
Oh my God.
So when you think about that 12 years and what was your greatest lesson along the way, Francine? Or were there so many to tell that you can't, or pick one or
it
two
is,
out? What was the greatest lesson?
You know,
that you
the
learned?
Greatest lesson that I learned was to be honest with myself. Because, see, I can fool the people that are looking at me, but I can't fool me. You know, they can see, you know, they're like, oh, man, she's doing this and doing that. But when I go home and I look at and I lay everything out in front of me and I look in the mirror, I'm at times I was not pleased with what I saw. Yes, I was doing a lot of things, but were they the right things that I should have been doing at that time? And sometimes I think that I was way advanced and I was a bit much even for myself that I had to reel that thing back in. And it takes. You humbling yourself, and I think once you do that, because when you first start out, it's going great. You know, you're popping, you're doing this, you're meeting people, and you're just running all over the place. But then it comes a time where you have to really look at it and say, "Can I do this thing?" Because you know, Veronica, I started out with a business partner in issues concerning women.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah,
that partnership dissolved, and did I really want to carry this torch by myself? And in my heart of hearts, I knew that I wanted to, because it was a part of me. It was something that I created. And not that I was trying to hold on to something like the dead horse, but I knew it was so much more that I could do if I could put the 100% back in it without having the partnership. And so for me, it was a growing process and a learning process and being able to really look at who I was and say, you know what, you've made a lot of mistakes along the way, but let's teach other people not to make those mistakes, which makes me stronger because I can humble myself and say, hey, I did this. This is what I did wrong, and I'm telling you so you don't have to go through that same pain. But at the same time, letting them know you're going to suffer some pain along the way. It's not going to be easy. And I think that was one. And then the other lesson, I think, was believing people when they showed you who they were. That was hard for
me.
Because I was believing that everybody was like, oh, my gosh, I love her. She's great, you know. And then some people would tell you, no, I'm really not that great. But I'm like, oh, no, they have to be, you know, because they hang around with me.
Yeah.
They have to be great. And when people show you who they are, believe them the first time.
Believe them.
And then you won't
get
hurt.
Believe them, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
Well, we're down to our last 60 seconds, Francine. Basically, I would just say to all of you all who are listening, just continue to tune in if you want to connect with Francine. Francine, give them your information for connecting with you. I'll give them my information. Then we'll bid everybody a great good night.
All right, absolutely. And I am reachable by email at icwdirector@gmail.com. And my website is www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. So just call, you know, go on there. You can contact me. And then, Veronica, take it away.
And so you can reach Veronica at the Micro Nonprofit Network. Or your micrononprofitnetwork.org or info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. It has been a great pleasure of ours to be talking with everybody tonight. We will see you all next Thursday. Make it a great day. Pray for somebody. Pray for those who are in the flood zone. And we will see you all next week. Bye-bye now.
All right.
Take care.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless.